from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back to pass on a three-step drop. Here comes Rousseau, and he's got him again for a sack. Two sacks for Greg Rousseau. That's two sacks on the day already.
Fields takes the handoff, fakes the option and keeps it, but the Bills are wise to the play, and they wrestle him to the ground for a loss of 10. Joe Andreessen, Jamarcus Ingram, and a cavalcade of Bills on the scene to make the play. It's a turnover on downs.
The defense came out with a purpose, and they understood the plan. They understood what they wanted to get done. What Coach Babish and the defensive staff, I thought, put together a good game plan. We didn't do a lot, but we allowed our players to play, and they played.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, they played. I like that. Hey, our guys played. That's correct.
They did. They did.
Hey, it's Jeremy and Joe.
Some of them.
Josh Allen did not.
That's right.
So some of them did not play.
That's okay.
Were you disappointed?
I was. I mean, I wanted to see the starting offense, but whatever.
Okay, it was like a 15-second adventure of, oh, wait, no Allen? Wait, did something happen in warm-ups that I missed? Check Twitter? No? Then, oh, okay. Probably good he's not playing.
Yeah, the rain.
Very quickly got to, it's probably good he's not playing. He shouldn't be playing in the preseason in the first place.
I don't know if I mentioned that on the air going into the game on like Friday, but I thought a good joint practice could probably serve as what he needed to do.
Yeah.
And they, by all accounts, had a pretty good joint practice on Thursday. So, no Allen.
It is funny what keeps him out of games, though. Like the quarter coming to zero gets him out, not the drive ending in the first game.
Yep.
And then here it rained before the game. Like that's it. That's all it took. It's not that important. Like we want him getting these reps. Our plan was to get him these reps, but rained in the warm up. No, we're not doing it.
Well, we've pretty much seen that game, that Steelers Bills game, was a exercise in, you know, maybe preseason games should only be two quarters long.
Yeah,
both like, those teams were running for the bus.
Yes, maybe like running clock.
Except
or
for
something.
Joe Andreessen, who was a terror out there.
Yeah,
super fun to watch. 803-0550, good morning. We'll chat with Sal at 8 o'clock. We'll break down the second preseason game as best we can, get you some stuff around the league. It was a busy weekend in the league. Some bigger stories, you know, young quarterback stuff. Gardner Minshew is a starter again. Okay.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix looks
good. Might
be good.
Pretty good.
I've seen my first prediction that Bo Nix is the best of the quarterbacks.
Wow.
At least in year one.
Oh, okay.
Because he has Sean Payton, right? He's got an offensive coach. The other guys have defensive coaches.
Who made this prediction?
That would have been Colin Cowherd that I saw make that prediction, and Bo Nix was going to be the best quarterback in year one. It's a fairly soft prediction. You know, you're only saying it for 1 year. If you're wrong, whatever.
Was part of his thesis that he's played like 6 years of college football and he's no more, he's ready to go over all the others?
Yep. So preseason for some teams, listen, the preseason pledge exists and we'll run through that if we need to again. But the preseason means different things to different teams. And that's something we could probably acknowledge, right? If you're a team that you're just out here to see how your young quarterback looks, then it does mean more than a team that, like the Bills, you don't actually want to see your quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
Allen's not playing. Oh, good. Whereas if it was Caleb Williams is not playing, what are you talking about? I got to see my guy. I'm stalking him right now. I'm in love with him. I'm smitten by Caleb Williams. I need to see him in those preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Bears fan, it's different. If you're a Washington fan for Jaden Daniels, if you are
New England with Drake, especially the teams that have maybe a quarterback
competition,
because that's kind of Brissett and May right now. Is Denver that?
Yes, I think so. Bo Nix is going to win the second annual Kenny Pickett preseason award for having an incredible preseason.
Yeah.
As a young quarterback, and Sean Payton said he looks great, but they're not going to announce a starter. So
yeah,
for teams like that, I think there's a little bit more for the fans to chew on in the preseason. Drake May's throw to Javon Baker in the game on Thursday boosted his stock, and all of a sudden it was like, hey, May had a really strong day. Mm-hmm. How long can Jacoby Brissett keep him on the bench? So rookie quarterbacks, who else? If you have a stud running back, receiver, tight end, lineman. Like what rookie positions are you really trying to get a look at in the preseason? Quarterback, without a doubt. Past that, what?
What new type of throw can Patrick Mahomes pull off? Is the new thing for the preseason.
Yeah, behind the back.
He went with behind the back. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
To Travis Kelce, who was also playing in a preseason game, apparently.
Yeah.
Because that was important. I mean, fantasy, but that's not what the teams care about.
No, that's right.
Backup, for me, it is the depth running backs. It's the rookie running backs. It's the young guys that haven't had a chance to play yet. You know, those mid-round, late-round guys. Because every year there's, five of those guys that show up and make an impact? Like, Pacheco is the new poster boy for that as a seventh-round pick 2 years ago. But, by the way, Chiefs have a new guy, Carson Strong. Carson Steele? Carson Steele.
It's made up. That's not real.
Carson Steele.
You made that up.
Look him up. He's got long, flowing blonde hair.
No, that's a character in Madden.
He scored a touchdown. He's a fullback and a running back. He's returning kicks. He looks like Mike Allstott out there.
Even less believable. I do not believe he's a real person.
I drafted him in a fantasy league last night. I didn't take the preseason pledge on Carson Steele. But running backs. And for me, the Bills a little bit with Ray Davis for that. Running backs play right away in the league. And preseason, you get a little bit of a gauge of what the guy is. And, hey, there was Ray Davis on Saturday. He had one run where he made, four guys miss on the same run. So, running back, to me, with the younger guys, is a position I can really look at in the preseason.
All right.
There's a lot of running in the preseason.
That's right. Also. And especially in this Bills game, one thing that was notable from Bill Steelers is how often they were running. You know, it's also apparent why Pittsburgh wanted both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Because they wanted quarterbacks that wouldn't pass. They just, you know, Mike Tomlin loves running so much, he wanted guys that would run on passing plays.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe, really almost cannot believe, and this is going to be a commentary about Mitch Trubisky and what the Bills should do with backup quarterback too. I can't believe that these backup quarterbacks, especially ones like Trubisky is a good one here for this.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is not a backup. I guess he's a starter. It's the preseason, fellas. You've already made $48 million. And you're not going to win a job by just holding the ball all day.
All right.
Trubisky refusing to throw the ball.
Yeah.
It was Shane Buechel last week. Buechel was, buddy, throw it. Justin Fields, I could imagine his offensive coordinator screaming in the box, throw the ball.
Yeah.
We're trying to evaluate other people on the field. Could you just throw it for the sake of everybody here? There are fans in the stands. There are fathers and mothers in the stands explaining to their kids, honey, you know, sometimes they do throw the ball forward. These quarterbacks refuse. It's crazy. Whoa, we're going to manage the game in a low, what was the final score?
9-3.
Well, good
hit
thing,
that under.
Good thing everybody managed the game, guys.
Yeah.
We didn't find out about anybody but the quarterbacks and their ability to take sacks. It was incredible.
Their linemen probably are not happy because they're the ones getting embarrassed out there, like giving up all these sacks.
That's true. Some of the pass rush was incredible.
Yeah.
Another was because, well, Justin Fields is going to hold the ball for 10 seconds.
Right. Like Broderick Jones maybe doesn't get that excuse because Greg Rousseau just threw him to the side like in half a second. Yeah, now, that one was a little different.
Rousseau looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's taking a step. Just maybe it was the way he was carrying himself on Saturday night. To me, he reminded me of Javon Kearse. Big,
wow.
Tall, yeah. Lanky. I mean, Kearse was a defensive end that was just built different. They called him the freak,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And Rousseau is not necessarily your typical defensive end. He's a giant. He's huge. So he looked great.
The Steelers didn't get a pass off on 31% of their dropbacks on
Saturday
night.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, drop back to pass, ball never left the quarterback's hands on 31% of their dropbacks in that game. They attempted 27 passes. They were down the whole second half. The Bills only attempted 18 passes, to be fair. But they also, the Bills had a built-in excuse of one of their quarterbacks just showed up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
The Steelers, like, Wilson has been there all offseason. Fields has been getting first-team reps for 3 weeks because Wilson's been out. And, like, for me, it's more Trubisky's one thing. Trubisky, like, holy cow. That just doesn't look good to me at all. Pittsburgh, those are your two guys that you're going to want to play this year. How do they not get rid of the football when, man, like, especially Fields has always been this type of player, but you got a shot here to play for this team. How do you not uncork it a little bit and try to win the job? What are you benefiting from playing safe and taking sacks? So Pittsburgh, they got two guys that I would be, you know, not too optimistic about right now. The Bills, I think we know it would be really bad if Trubisky ever had to play. But, man, it might be really bad.
It'd be really bad, yeah.
Really bad.
Well, we're about to. The potential exists. This is, again, part of the preseason pledge. And we carve out things that you can gather and things that you don't need to. They are a half of a football game away from going through the preseason without scoring a touchdown.
Yes.
They might not score a touchdown in the preseason, the Bills. And, yeah. I mean, I don't care.
Okay, are they going to score? Does it make them any less likely to score a touchdown on their first drive of the season?
No, not at all. So, you know, if I told you at the start of the preseason the Bills won't score a touchdown, you'd say, are they healthy? They're like, yeah, okay, deal. I'll sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson's longest pass in this game on Saturday was 12 yards. It was a dump off to a running back. He did not throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, 8 of 10 for 47.
The Bills' secondary looked like the 2000 Ravens. Every single time they drop, as you're pointing out, 31% of the dropbacks, they didn't throw the ball. I mean, man.
He did come really close to George Pickens toe-tapping that one way down the field. That was a sweet catch.
Sideline, baby. That's my 12th defender.
Yeah. So that one was a little close, but yeah. Was there a
God
Pittsburgh?
Forbid you try it a second time? Hey, we were close on that one. I guess that was the only one we can try.
Yeah. No, that was it. That was it.
It's all funny. Like, the preseason for what it is, and, you know, this is the other part of it. Joe Andreessen breaking through that game was, was it the best preseason game ever played because of him? It's the Joe Andreessen game.
Mm-hmm.
In a game that was 9-3, if you're a Bills fan, you know, local kid and on the team, and not only, oh, look, he's playing, he's got a uniform, but what's this? He's reading screen passes and blowing them up?
He's starting. One, like, in the first place, he's starting.
Yeah.
And I think his parents and family, like, were in the crowd. How cool is it that, like, he's out there in the first quarter. There was one series where he covered George Pickens on one play and then tackled Russell Wilson on the next one. And then, by the way, like, those weren't even his highlight reel plays. I mean, he was everywhere, every play all game.
There's one play he drags down Jalen Warren in the open field. Or, yeah. I think it was Warren. But I thought
he chased down Fields on a fourth down quarterback run. Blew it up.
I thought to myself, like, if you are Joe Andreessen, first off, like the conversations about whether or not he's got a chance to make this.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Team Brian Baldinger did a breakdown of his film.
That's amazing. I didn't see that. That's amazing. Like, you got to Baldy breakdown territory?
He got the Baldy breakdown territory. He's got Mina Kimes pointing out how, wow, this Andreessen kid played really well, and film clips linked in that thread.
Yeah.
So, like, Andreessen, it was what an experience that was. If you missed this game on Saturday night, you know, we're giving you the breakdown. A lot of it is, like, none of it matters. But the Joe Andreessen part did matter because – like you pointed out, he started like, oh, okay, look at him. He's in on a tackle. He's in on another tackle. He blew up a play. He blew up another play. He sheds a block and forces a running back to cut. And by the 17th play he makes, you're thinking, is he on the team?
Yeah. He wasn't even a UDFA. He was a tryout.
Yeah.
He wasn't even an undrafted free agent. I mean, he ended up eventually being a signing for that. But after rookie minicamp, he was so good at rookie minicamp. They're like, oh yeah, we'll give you a contract for training camp. And now he's built up to with injuries along the way. Because what was it? I mean, Bernard didn't play right because of the field. Yeah. I think was Bernard the only guy other than Allen that they decided not to play. Did Kincaid maybe didn't play? But Andreessen goes in because he's out, and Baylen Spector's injured again, and Morrow. But like all that factors in, right? Like if you're injured at the position. And all these guys that were fringe, you know, make the roster guys are hurt. And you go out and play three quarters and play like that. I mean, he's got that. That is right. That's where it matters is a cool story like that and a guy that could maybe earn a bottom end spot on the roster. And for him being a local kid doing it, that was a super cool night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as someone who is
watching a 9-3 preseason game, actually a little bit enjoyable.
Yes, yes, very enjoyable for me. And as someone who is occasionally cynical, especially about the preseason, like the first game, it was all about like, wow, look at Joe Andreessen living out a dream here, putting on his team's uniform, playing in a preseason game. You know, when these rosters expand, we get a chance to see that there are talented football players out there, and good for him. And it felt like the tone of that was a little bit like, well, he'll never make the team, and it's just nice for him. And then the second game has a lot of Bills fans. I wonder if McDermott gets to work today, and he's meeting with position coaches or meeting with Bean, and the first thing he says in the position in the meeting with Bean is like, well, if we cut Andreessen, they're going to kill us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He played great. He'll be, what, Earl? All right, let's get stupid. Do they win the playoff game if he's in? Like I said, let's get stupid.
Oh, my God.
Joe! You're not sure. Put a poll up.
Do they win the playoff game?
You're not sure if you want to say no because it's AJ Klein or Joe Andreessen, and you're not so sure about.
I'm really not that sure. I might feel better. I might feel better about it. I'd like to take a swing with him in there.
Is he the missing piece?
I mean, I'm watching one playback from Saturday where this is in the first quarter. He is getting blocked on a screen by Broderick Jones. Their starting right guard throws him off and then tackles Jaylen Warren on a screen when he was the only guy.
Yeah.
Maybe they do beat the Chiefs if he plays. I don't know. Wouldn't he be covering Travis Kelce out there? Maybe he does it. Maybe he does it. Maybe he's London Fletcher. Maybe he's an undrafted linebacker that's going to go. Well, actually, he's London Fletcher Hall of Famer. Whatever, doesn't matter. He's new London Fletcher. I don't know. It's possible. Is it different because he's not a running back? Like the preseason
pledge, the guy we
fall in love with? Because every preseason, it's, you know, sometimes it's a receiver, I guess, too, but your Joik Bells, your Christian Wades, like the running backs get a lot of run because teams run a lot in the preseason, and then they put up big numbers. Like, hey, Frank Gore Jr., over five yards a carry. Like, all right, look at this guy. Like, it's easy to fall for a running back in the preseason. I can't ever remember doing it for a linebacker where, like, hey, I can't decide if this is real or not with this linebacker in the preseason, but he might be real. He did it against their starters.
I did not plan at any point on asking you if they would have won the playoff game with Joe Andreessen.
What a question. Jeez.
I love it. It might be the new definition of let's get stupid.
Yeah, I know. That's good.
He would have been in college. A college linebacker.
Yeah.
Jeez.
They should allow that. You know, if you want to call up a kid from your college, your local college team to play for you, why not? Do they do it with backup goalies in hockey?
Oh.
Just like, hey, the kid from Canisius is backing up today because they're out of goaltenders. Just have that. You're out of linebackers. You want to, hey, call UB up. If they got someone that can play, put them up in there. And maybe it would have worked.
Well, the WGR count, the poll is up. That's something.
Let's go.
That's something.
Number 44 also. That's a good linebacker number.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it is. Great number altogether, 44. All right, Jeremy and Joe, good morning. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us if you'd like to. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, I suppose.
Yes.
And, you know, hanging out, talking about Joe Andreessen, among others. Ray Davis looks good.
Yes.
The offense. Trubisky, man, what are they going to do at backup quarterback? And how much should we worry about it? Allen, knock on wood, is one of the most durable quarterbacks in football.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do about backup quarterback? Trubisky is real bad.
He's bad.
Real bad.
I mean, he holds on to the football. There were plays that I saw broken down in that game that he took sacks on where you wouldn't have been able to see it because of, obviously, the camera angle just doesn't show what's happening 15 yards down the field. One of the sacks he took, Mac Hollins is standing by himself. And there's another one where he dumps it off for no game where if you look on the right, Keon Coleman, like, they just forgot to cover him. He's standing over there by himself. It actually brought me back to some of the old drought quarterbacks where, like, remember what it was like when guys were just wide open down the field and they never even got looked at by the quarterback? Because that's what it felt like watching Trubisky on Saturday. I don't know. You could do nothing. You could do nothing and say, well, if something happens to Josh Allen, what's the difference? You know? What's the difference? No one else is going to come in and do anything for us if it's long term. Man, but if you, especially for how tight this division might be for the first time, or not for the first time, but maybe tighter than ever, if he's had to play a couple of games, does anybody feel confident he would win one for you? If he had to play three games for you?
No.
What are they with him at quarterback? I mean, they're a horrible football team, I think, if he's playing quarterback. So, I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to go sign Ryan Tannehill right now? Is that the answer? You want to go sign Matt Barkley back for the fifth time?
Well,
like, those are your solutions.
Barkley,
if you want to do anything about it.
Barkley would fit the mold of you have to be tight with Allen, right? I mean, Tannehill doesn't want that job.
Not yet.
Barkley
not
probably
yet.
Does.
What if we make it to the end of the preseason and nobody's been injured? Maybe then?
No, I'd imagine Tannehill waits.
He'd just say, I just won't sign until a starting job gets available.
Yep.
Well, then you're going your Matt Barkley route, I think. Or you're just doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because
it's bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's real bad. I mean, who feels good about their backup quarterback?
Cleveland, because Jameis Winston seems like he's a lot of fun.
Okay.
That
who
might
else
be it. That
feels
might be
good
it.
About their backup? New England, because it could be Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
If Drake May.
Does Kansas City feel good about Carson Wentz being their backup right now?
I don't know.
That's about as good as you can feel, though, isn't it? The guy that was, I mean, maybe that's just earlier Trubisky. We probably felt good about Trubisky when the Bills first signed him away from the Bears, didn't we? And now you get a couple years in after that, it's like, okay, this guy, further and further away from, he was the number two overall pick, further and further away from, he game managed his way to a playoff berth, to, okay, this guy's just probably a bad quarterback. And maybe Kansas City's just getting there with Wentz. Carolina's got Andy Dalton. There's a couple that would feel better than they do about Trubisky, right? If you ask me who are the best backups in the league right now, I'm not getting to him after seeing him the last couple of years. He lost his job to Mason Rudolph last year in Pittsburgh. Rudolph's a backup quarterback in Tennessee.
Yep.
He was better last year with the Steelers. Do the Steelers feel better today about Justin Fields? I don't know. Maybe they don't.
I would not. I would not feel better about him or Russell Wilson.
You wouldn't trade Trubisky for Justin Fields right now?
I would do that. I would definitely trade Trubisky for Justin Fields.
You know who feels better is the Jets with Tyrod right now. So there's a couple. I don't feel good about the Bills backup, though, in any way. There's 8 to 10 names I would take over him right now, but I can't get them. Unless, hey, Cleveland's got Tyler Huntley and Jameis Winston. Can I get one of the two? For, like, nothing? Again, these are your solutions. There's not really much you can do, I think, at this point.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Joe started a fight online about Keon Coleman. We'll get to.
Did I start it?
Yeah, it's funny.
I think I chimed in after everybody else was already fighting about it.
I agree with that. I saw people coming for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought they are mistaking. You can explain yourself here.
Sure.
I thought they're mistaking you for people you're talking about.
Yes, a little bit.
Really mad at you for
a little bit,
you know, just asking a question. I think Keon Coleman is going to be a fight among fans for a little while. I that's one thing I do expect to carry over to the regular season. Not an evaluation of him, but a fight about him. That might be real. 803-0550. He played a lot of time. And that's in part because, you know, they had injuries at receiver too with MVS. MVS looks to be okay. Tom Pelissero referred to MVS as a key piece to the Bills' passing offense when talking about how looks like he'll be okay. So we'll get into that as well. Xavier Worthy had some highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Thomas Jr. some highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Malik Nabers is a freak.
Yep.
Those are all guys in front of where the Bills picked. Well, Worthy, whatever.
Did Brian Thomas do something this week?
Yeah, he continues to look good. He continues to look good from what I'm seeing in Jacksonville. So whatever. There's plenty. 803-0550. There's a Texans announcer taking a shot at Josh Allen.
Yeah, what was that?
I know, we'll get that.
We'll play that. What just I saw it, I'm like, really? We need to be doing this in the middle of a preseason game?
Yep.
Anyways.
So we'll get to all that stuff, recap the preseason game number two, and get ready for number three. It's all coming up here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.